Hello, welcome. It's good to have your company at 7:30 p.m. in Iran's capital, Tehran. This is Press TV International News. Our lead story, Britain's media regulator Ofcom has finally removed Press TV from the Sky platform.
The British government's media regulatory body, Ofcom, finally forces Press TV off-air in Britain. Ofcom earlier fined Press TV Limited in London £100,000 for the channel's airing of a 10-second news clip. At the same time, Ofcom has made moves to revoke the license of Press TV Limited in the UK for what it calls Press TV Limited's TV Limited does not have control over the broadcast. Why is it getting fined? And if it does have control, why is the license being revoked? Ofcom contradictions are nothing new for Press TV. The British government's media tool has on several occasions changed its decisions regarding Press TV in its two-year campaign against the alternative news channel. Ofcom claims it is not a government organisation in response to Press TV's complaints about the body's subservience to the British government and the monarchy that have been a focus of Press TV's critical coverage in recent years. But there is every indication that it is. It gets both its authority and funding from the British government. Ofcom was created by an Act of Parliament and gets most of its funding from governmental grants and aid. Britain's Office for National Statistics has also said Ofcom must be reclassified as a central government unit. As a news channel broadcast in the UK, Press TV has shed more light on the British government's domestic and foreign policies. It has aired critical views regarding Britain's involvement in wars of aggression in Iraq and Afghanistan. It has also shown the close ties between the British royal family and the UK-founded monarchies in the Persian Gulf region, including the autocratic regimes in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia, which have been oppressing their people for decades. Press TV has also provided critical coverage of the extravagant costs of Britain's royal wedding at a time of great financial difficulty for ordinary Britons. The channel covered the 2011 unrest in Britain and the heavy-handed police crackdown, drawing the ire of London's ruling establishment. The move by Ofcom to remove Press TV from the Sky platform aims to end Press TV's broadcasting in the UK. But the media arm of the British royal family fails to grasp the reality of mass communication in the modern era and the impossibility of containing the free flow of information.
A correspondent in London, Rosha Mohammad Saleh, tells us about the real reasons that might have been behind the decision to revoke Press TV's license in the UK off the Sky platform.
It looks like the London office received a letter this morning confirming that Ofcom had taken the decision to revoke Press TV's license in the UK, which means that we will be taken off the main satellite platform here in the UK, the Sky satellite platform, which is available to around 6 million homes. And the reason they gave for this was that there was a discrepancy, an administrative discrepancy, relating to the license, which was signed in 2007. And what they're saying is that editorial control is in Tehran and not in London. Now, obviously, this is very suspicious, given that it happened 4 years ago, and possibly that's an administrative thing that can be sorted out very easily. And also, all the other channels operate on exactly the same model. Al Jazeera, Russia Today, France 24, CCTV. Of course, their editorial control is ultimately where their headquarters are, which is in Doha, China, Russia, France, etc., etc. So Press TV operates on exactly the same model as all those other channels, yet it appears that Press TV is being signaled. It's not about an administrative matter. Tensions between the Iran and the UK are very high at the moment, and this is being seen as by many people as a move to silence an alternative voice.
That's our correspondent Roshan Mohammad Saleh talking to us earlier. Well, despite the revoking of Press TV's license in the UK off the Sky platform, you have several other alternative ways to hear the other side of the news from the Press TV channel. You can continue watching Press TV at the following internet addresses. We're going to see the chart in a moment. First of all, the Press TV website, presstv.ir, looking at presstv.co /live. Then you have zatu.com, ohtvbox.com, and roku.com. Some of the addresses there off the internet where you can watch us, including livestation.com. Now you can also watch Press TV on the following satellites. You have Hotbird satellite 8 at 13 degrees east. You have Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east. And SES Austra at 19.2 degrees east. Let's bring in George Galloway, former British MP, who joins us from London to get his views upon what has happened. Well, George Galloway, perhaps a clear display of media censorship by what has occurred, don't you think?
Yes, I sat in the British Parliament for almost 25 years and sat in the Parliament when Ofcom was created. And of course, none of this overtly political censorship was in the Parliament's mind when these proposals were laid before them. This is not about media regulation. After all, not only, as your correspondent said, are all sorts of foreign-based television channels modeled exactly along the same lines as Press TV, still broadcasting on the Sky platform, but you have the most disgusting, the most obscene sex channels by the dozen operating under Ofcom's nose, and of course they're free to do so. Our crime at Press TV was not only that we were telling the truth that some, indeed most, other broadcasters were deliberately concealing, but we were becoming more and more popular, which is why you're right to show the many different ways that it will still be possible to see Press TV in the United Kingdom, because we have built an audience for the station very quickly and very widely over the last couple of years, precisely because of the shortcomings of other channels. I've been saying all along that this is a blow, of course, to Press TV. It means some of our viewers will find it more difficult to watch us, but it's much more of a blow to the British government's hypocritical stance of being in favor of freedom of expression, freedom of speech. Indeed, we're often told here in Britain that we must actually go to war in other people's countries to bring such freedoms to them. Or we're told we must sanction other countries in order to help bring such freedoms to them. Well, now the whole world can see that flag that you're showing on the screen now is a flag of hypocrisy, not democracy.
And if you can tell us a little bit, George, about the CEO of Ofcom and any other personnel of Ofcom in terms of their past, their relations, if there are any, to the UK government, for example, or to BBC, in which some have worked there prior.
Yes, most of them, in fact, fit into one or other of those categories. They are highly paid factotums, ultimately, as your package showed, servants of the British state. They're not independent at all, as this action makes clear. After all, it was foreshadowed in the WikiLeaks cables, which revealed a discussion between British and American officials in which it was explicitly stated that steps were being taken to find a way to put Press TV London off the air. We saw the quotation in the Sunday Times, one of Mr. Murdoch's gutter newspapers, in which a highly placed Foreign Office official was quoted directly saying that, yes, efforts were being made to take Press TV off the air. This is long before any question of fines over 10-second news clips. They were out to get us because we were achieving more and more of a share of the audience. We were being discussed more and more in the country. More and more people were queuing up to be interviewed by us because they could see that this Press TV was a voice for the voiceless, which I'm sure, God willing, it will continue to be. So Ofcom is not independent. It has proved today that it is a servant of the British state and the British government, and that means Mr. Cameron, who was kissing the nose of the Saudi dictatorship last week and kissing the nose of the Bahraini dictator in London at 10 Downing Street just a week or two before. And you have shown the close relationship between Britain and these puppet dictatorships in the Persian Gulf, and our unremitting determination to show the truth about what's happening in Saudi Arabia and Bahrain is definitely one of the reasons why we've suffered this fate. But the biggest reason was not touched on in your package, and it is our determination to tell the truth about the ongoing Israeli crimes against the Palestinian people. That, if you were drawing up a list of crimes on our charge sheet, is definitely at the top. Ofcom has constantly harassed Press TV throughout the 4 years that I've worked there on the issue of Israel and Palestine. They think that they may have done Israel a favor today, but truthfully, Israel's in so much trouble, it'll take much more than this to effectively do Israel a favor.
Well, let's talk about a little bit freedom of expression. Now, one of the reasons that Ofcom has come out, which is somewhat contradictory, but let's get into this particular one, is they're saying that Press TV Limited, which operates out of London, has its editorial content being controlled out of Tehran. Now, the issue comes up, how do they know that? I mean, what do they mean, control? Is that something that they want to control, therefore, by accusing Press TV Limited of that?
Well, as your package showed, there's an inherent contradiction in their stand. If Press TV London does not control the editorial content, why was Press TV London fined £100,000? And if Press TV London does control the content, why has its license been revoked? Truthfully, this is all just window dressing. It's throwing sand in the eyes of the undiscerning. But it will not convince or persuade many people in Britain who know the real reason why we've been taken off air. As my colleague Roshan made clear earlier in this bulletin, we are controlled in exactly the same way as France 24, CNN, Russia Today, CCTV, and any one of dozens of foreign-owned television stations who happen to be on the Sky platform. And the day will come, I have no doubt, when Britain's relations with one or other of these countries that are represented through their television stations on the Sky platform will fall foul of political relations with Britain, and the same merry-go-round, the same constructions, false constructions, can be made against them. And they should beware of that. The British government likes to dress up in the clothes of liberty, but in truth, it is far from a friend of liberty, and they have demonstrated it in the course of their action against Press TV throughout the last few months and again today.
Well, since you're mentioning other stations, do you think, therefore, that they are trying to make a statement? Because we can see pretty much how other stations, as you mentioned, operate in the same way in terms of the contents that are presented. I mean, is Press TV the one they're trying to vilify and at the same time send a message to these other stations to cool down on issues, for example, that it has to deal with the Israel and Palestine, as you mentioned, being one of the biggest reasons for Press TV to have given this?
I think that's a very good point. The great Briton Francis Bacon described self-censorship as the arrow that flies in the night, because no one sees it, but it achieves its deadly effect. And this action today by Ofcom will undoubtedly cause self-censorship elsewhere in the media operating in Britain, because people at the top of other media outlets will know that if they or the country to which they belong falls foul of the British Anglo-American foreign policy axis, that the same thing can happen to them. So they will begin, like the arrow flying in the night, to self-censor themselves before Ofcom has to do it for them. And that will be a general leveling down of the level of truthfulness in the British media, which is already in a pretty parlous condition, I must tell you. The cat's chorus of conformity within the prevailing orthodoxy in the great majority of stations broadcasting in Britain is already becoming infamous around the world. The BBC, which was once the pride of Britain, became the Bush and Blair Corporation and hasn't recovered from that period, and is absolutely craven in front of power, because of course the British state controls the purse on which they all live, and live very well, just like the executives at Ofcom live very well out of the public purse. Of course, stations like Russia Today are much, much better than that, but they will undoubtedly be influenced by the actions of Ofcom today against Press TV, and that will lead to a loss for the viewer watching on the Sky platform. But we must stress that the number of people watching us on the Sky platform, whilst growing and whilst significant, pales into insignificance compared to the people watching us all over the world on a plethora of different platforms. And that today has begun to be replicated. I've had dozens already of emails in Britain from people telling me that they're still watching Press TV on one of the other satellites that you have mentioned, or through the internet, or through the downloadable app on their telephone. This is the 21st century. The era of the censor has largely gone.
Okay, thank you very much. George Galloway, former British MT. We appreciate your statements there from London.
Welcome.
By the way, we're going to cover that in our Press TV News analysis. That's coming up at 18:32 GMT. Do join us for that. Moving on to news from